Welcome to SMC Unfiltered.
Welcome back.
That was an amazing intro.
It was. We have a new guest, as you can see. Jack, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm the one and only Jacob Godfrey. I'm studying health and disease and psychology. Currently also taking a minor in French. And as Steph likes to say, I'm pretty busy.
I'm pretty busy.
What do we have?
Do you go by Jacob or Jack? Because you said I'm the one and only Jacob.
Well, I'm not the one and only Jacob, but I'm the one and only Jacob Godfrey.
I guess so. That's true. Cool.
Cook. And he's pretty cool. When I'm with my dad and like he makes me meet like, you know, his friends and everything, or like his office mates, they call me Godfrey because it sounds pretty cool. But otherwise, people call me Jacob or Jack.
Cool, cool.
We'll be going by Jack today.
Yes. Okay. Agreed.
I've chosen it for you.
We've chosen your name. We've assigned you a name. Although you said you do like being called Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
But you introduced yourself as Jack, which is awkward. That.
Just off of habit. Okay. But yeah, I do like Jacob.
He's like, I'm Jack. And then it's like, why does everybody call me Jack? I want to be called Jacob. It's like, okay.
I only call you Jacob at Run Club.
Yeah, do it. Coach Jacob would be pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard you guys are running tonight.
We are.
Away from the thunderstorm. Is that what's happening?
It's a really short run. It's just to Coco's on Young, so
it's pretty solid. Okay. 7 PM runs.
Wow.
30% off. We got 30% off the boba at Coco today.
Wow.
So I just called them and I was like, please.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was in the group chat. Like we saw Eli like going through the calls and everything. Chat time. Coco's please. And then went in. So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Chat time, if you want to sponsor us.
Please sponsor us.
Please sponsor. Yeah. Like and subscribe. No, I'm playing.
No, actually like and subscribe for our YouTube video.
What's on deck for today, Steph?
We're gonna play a couple games, I think.
Ooh.
Like conversational games. We're gonna play this or that, or like I think it's this or that, either or whatever the heck that is.
Ooh.
And then we should have them all the time. Yeah. And then
it's an ASMR episode.
Yeah.
I think it should just turn into an ASMR episode. So. Just gonna devolve by the end of the episode.
So we might play a blind ranking game that will answer some questions that everybody asked us and then do our usual controversial question at the end. I also have to say I feel really old because got a second year and a third year now. And usually I have a reeb to back.
You're a third year?
What did you think?
No way. I thought you were a fourth.
No.
Oh.
Why do you think he's our co-host? We need someone to keep it going. would you be interested?
For those who weren't like looking at the video, Steph was like, actually, and was like facing me, pointing at me. It took me a while to catch on.
Would you wanna?
Sure. Next year. Go for it.
Okay. Eli,
this is the official signing.
You know who to contact.
Contract is, that's a verbal contract.
Verbal contract, we've got it. Okay.
Legally binding.
Let's get started with the would you rather. Eli, since we both have the app, we can like take turns.
Okay, cool.
Okay, would you rather have your choices be made by other people or have your choices be made using a randomized method?
Which other people?
Anybody.
Just other people.
Like, I could make your decision.
Isn't that
your
also
mom could make your decision.
A randomized method because we don't know who the other people are?
No, like, wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you choose?
A randomized method to be like, I don't know, maybe you're just like rolling dice every single day.
Mm.
Yeah, like, am I going to drink coffee or tea? You do like on a wheel, or tea, and then you get coffee.
I like
whereas
a wheel because
it's be like, Eli, should I drink coffee or tea today? And you say coffee, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, so the people around? Okay, yeah. Okay. Because I think, like, you guys I would trust to make decisions in my life. Yeah. Maybe not everyone. Like, if I had to, like, walk up to any, like, the closest person to me at any given time.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, no. Especially downtown Toronto. Too many things could go wrong.
Not a good idea. So, TCC. Which, so what would
should
you
should I get
rather?
Off at the station?
No, that would be crazy. Like, you pull up to Dave's Hot Chicken, then you ask the clerk, like, what to get. Oh. The most expensive item on the menu.
That'd be
the spiciest, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'd probably go with randomized. I don't trust other people that much.
Mm.
I feel like...
Why is that?
Uh-oh. I'm kidding.
Here we go with the traumas. Like... the childhood traumas are coming out. Go for it.
Psychoanalyzing stuff.
I'm kidding. Whoa. No, I'm not going to answer. Randomized.
Okay, randomized.
What do you think?
I'd go with like the other people one. Honestly, just because like the randomized one. It grants like the illusion that you're... I really hate how it's like an illusion that you're maintaining your autonomy when you're actually not. Like you're just deceiving yourself with that. And as you always said, like, I'm not going to be asking like the everyday quirk, like, yo, should I take the subway or should I take an Uber?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be trusting my friends.
Okay.
And I like that.
I think my friends are smart.
There you go.
You have like a guide, like a person who you trust that's just always next to you to ask the question to.
Yeah. Or low-key, it would be a fun thing if like each day you have one dude be your guide for that day and he like make your decisions for you.
Mm. That's crazy. I could do that now for you. I'll make your decisions for a day. Easy.
That's a cool challenge. We should do that.
So what do you want our answer to be? What do you said other people.
I said other people.
Other people.
Okay, we'll go with that. Okay. Whoa. 39% said other people, 61 said randomized. Wow.
Okay, so 61% of people out there in the world do not have that many friends, okay?
Hey, I have lots of friends. Okay. Approximately 33.
The second would you rather. Would you rather be... we're just going to skip past that. Would you rather be immortal and have no friends, speaking of friends, or be mortal and have friends?
Immortal and have no friends or mortal and no friends?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to live forever. But I also wouldn't want forever no friends.
Forever young.
I want to be
forever young.
I love them.
I feel like they didn't say you couldn't have family though. Because you could just have like a million families. If you're immortal.
Oh my God. That's like some Genghis Khan shit. Oh my God.
I think I'd rather be immortal with friends.
Would you like...
Because I'd be so happy. You know what I mean?
But you can't...
I'd be happy
that's
forever.
That's not one of the options.
What?
It's immortal...
I thought it was immortal and friends.
Here you go.
Be immortal and mortal and friends. That's what I want. I don't want to live forever.
That's what you are right now.
Exactly.
Well, that's like no change.
That's such a stupid question. What the heck?
That's so boring.
I'd rather be mortal and have friends.
This is the option.
You know what would have been really crazy if we could do like a joint one? Like you merged the past one and this one. Mm. So you want to be immortal and have no friends. So you have to do the random option like every single day. Like that's a coin toss. Like every single time you're making a choice because you have no friends.
But if you're immortal, then like there are consequences, but like not permanent consequences.
But you're not like, you're not mighty. Like you could theoretically be thrown into jail.
Okay, true.
No. Why would you
want to
live forever?
Or like locked under. Yeah, something. Okay.
That's terrible.
Okay, what are we choosing?
Ready?
Be my friends. Like,
yeah, mortal and friends.
I love the human condition.
Okay, boring. Okay, so.
Yeah, what was the percentage?
77% of people are boring like you guys, and then 23%. If people are cool, like
it's not boring, it's smart.
this is like our lives right now.
Okay. Are you not happy right now?
I am happy.
The next one.
See? So you don't
I'm
need
happy
to change
because
it.
You're here, Jack.
Would you rather have and nobody show up to your wedding or nobody show up to your funeral?
Like nobody other than my wife? Or like
or
nobody at all? Because I feel like that's kind of
messed
up.
No, your wife will be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the first one.
You'd rather no one at your wedding?
Actually, wait, you know
but
what?
But you're dead.
I would think like, I don't know. You ever see those quotes where like, it's only at the funeral when people realize like how meaningful you are to them? Like, you ever see those quotes and things?
That's deep.
Like,
I don't think any of you would show up to my funeral.
Like, so I would.
I'm kidding. I'd go to your funerals.
Honestly, it's like, if there's someone at my funeral, then I'll just hope that like we had a good life together.
Mm.
So. Aww.
That's
so wholesome. I'd be fuck you. Fuck all of you.
The wedding
for not coming.
You could just
send me the deeds from heaven. I'll pull up. assuming you pass away first.
Texting the group chat.
Statistically, we'll probably pass first.
Statistically,
why?
Yes.
Oh,
guys do that.
I was like really good genes. My great grandmother lived to 101.
Mm.
Okay, Steph, push for 200.
I think my 10 TVV, she.
I didn't want to be immortal.
Lived to be. One, it was like 110 or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, so
maybe you will live long.
So no, what's it, like, wait. Well, what are the stats?
Statistics. I'll still probably, like, knowing me, I'll probably pass.
So we're choosing wedding?
Yeah, because that's just eloping, right?
What are the stats?
Are we choosing wedding? 56% agree.
Okay.
44 think funeral.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, people do that already.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they have private, like, is that eloping? Is that what that is? Yeah.
Because, like, then it kind of does make more sense. Like, they have their ceremony and then they spend the money on, like, a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Life.
Okay, you want to do the next one?
Let's see. Would you rather be the, oh, hell no, first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Inventor of a drug that kills a deadly disease.
Inventor of a drug.
Yeah.
Imagine if it's cancer. Exactly. And you're going to solve cancer. Plagued us since like the dawn of human generations.
Mm-hmm.
Do people agree?
Yeah. 79 to 20.
Whatever the math is. We don't care.
21.
Okay. Would you rather fly like Superman or swing like Spider-Man?
Fly. Come on, man. Like, flight is just so beautiful.
Is this everything included? Like,
that's, yeah, I think we can say everything included.
So Spider-Man.
Well, what does Spider-Man do that? Like, what are you thinking about? You want the webs?
Yeah. And the climbing ability. Sense of humor. You know.
Oh. You're getting
too... Oh, like swing, like New York. Swing.
Yeah, that's what I was
imagine
thinking.
Swinging through New York. You're going to New York soon. So swinging through New York.
That'd I guess so.
The stuff can't imagine. She's like, I guess so.
I'd rather
walk. Okay, I'll agree with you. I think Spider-Man. Okay. You think Superman?
I think Superman.
Like, I feel like flight would be hard to get used to.
63% of people said Spider-Man. I mean, Superman.
Oh. Superman is really, like, just flight is so convenient.
That's true.
That's why.
But like, I feel like it would take a while to learn how to fly properly.
No, we're Superman.
Okay. Do it in the middle of like a body of water. You'll learn.
Yeah.
But you can fly. You can't like swim. I guess you could fly out, but you're learning how to.
But I know how to swim.
Okay. That's true.
Okay, ready? I like this one. Sorry.
This is the last one.
Have the voice of the opposite sex. We're going to have different answers, I feel like. Or have the muscle mass and body build of the opposite sex.
Okay. I know my answer.
That's fucked. Because I don't know if I'd want to be like so big and jacked and then have my voice.
I know mine.
But I also wouldn't want to look the way I do and then have like...
Do we get to choose
like a really
the person
deep voice
in the opposite sex that we would have the body build of?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just like random?
Yeah.
Or is it like average? Like,
yeah, the average female voice and the average female like body type, I guess.
Mm.
And then same for me, the opposite. I think...
Voice changer.
I take the voice.
I
like,
take the voice.
You guys don't understand, but like a lot of females are so lucky to have their voice because a lot of them can actually be mezzos. The fact that you could be like alto and soprano, that you can do those, you have like this insane range and you can always say like, oh, I reached the highest notes. And like the greatest singers,
that is
like they're
true.
All mezzos, right? Mm. They're all mezzos. Like they can do both alto soprano. And even if you're not a mezzo, the fact that either you're an alto, you can do insane descants and pieces. And like you have a very like mellow tone, but you're able to deliver these notes. Or if you're a soprano and you're just out there with all this vibrato reaching the highest notes, like it's so insanely lucky if you have a woman's voice.
I think I would take muscle mass and body build. So I'd be jacked and sound the same way.
God.
Jack's
54% of people agree with me. I feel like that depends on like what gender is answering this.
I don't know, because I think if I was thinking about the singing perspective, I would just lock in voice, like,
you would take like, if you were in my position?
Yeah.
You'd take the voice.
I'd take voice as well.
But why would you...
It's just access, like, you've had your voice
imagine
for...
my voice just, like, goes, like...
You can sing shanties now.
So many octaves deeper. I could already sing that.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Okay. You want to go, or me?
Would you rather be the luckiest person on earth or the, well, this question doesn't make sense, the most smartest person on earth? I don't know why
skip it.
I don't know why they phrased it like that. So luckiest or the smartest?
Oh.
They just like worded it.
Luckiest or smartest? Smartest. I feel like I'm already a lucky person.
Luck is a skill.
It is. There you
and
go.
Like, if you max out that stat.
Smarts isn't. You're either dumb or you're smart.
But like, even if you're, like, even if you're the smartest person on earth, you can't control everything that happens to you. So like being the luckiest person on earth, it doesn't matter how smart you are. Everything will just kind of go your way.
Yeah.
I think for me, I choose luck because like success, as much as you can say, like a lot of people who are like billionaires and everything, they got lucky. To a certain degree, you have to be ready to actually receive that luck. So half of it is like actual luck. The other half is like, what was it? Good luck is when opportunity meets preparation. I think that's the quote. And like, I think smarts is like different from like actual wisdom. It takes wisdom to like make the most out of luck. But smarts and IQ is something that like, okay, God bless you with that. Good for you. Go to Harvard.
Congratulations.
Get your PhD. Beat Elon Musk or something. Who knows, right?
And I was reading this article about like small business owners who like their whatever they were doing took off. And usually they're like not the smartest people because instead of like taking the time to prepare and like plan and stuff like that, they just kind of went at it and did it so many times.
Yeah.
Like, at least in the past. Now you kind of have to plan and be very methodical with what you're doing. But like they just kind of tried enough times that one time it worked and so it blew up. So maybe in now, like nowadays, luckiest person, if I was like 100, 200 years ago, I'd just be the smartest person.
Okay, go with lucky then, because you guys.
Lucky. 64 for lucky and then 36 for smartest.
Okay, we're now going to move on to the blind ranking game.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
I know. That's why I'm like, I think we should move on. Okay. I will tell you the category and then, how does this work? Oh, I see. Sorry, I'm learning as we go.
So it's like, it's either we're ranking by five or ranking like 10. Honestly, five, because like,
it's five.
Yeah, I don't have the ability to do like 10.
Like, we're gonna do food.
Okay.
So the first one I got is sushi.
Mm.
I would put that at like a three or four, personally.
Okay, this is Steph's game. I'll play the next one.
Okay. Are we like...
No, we should all agree.
Okay.
You think top. I think higher. Okay,
second.
What do you think?
Second.
Two? Okay, two we'll is go like, with that.
Two is good.
Oh, wait, speaking of, by the way, just before you go on, I was going through Instagram today, and like it was like To Do Toronto, like on IG.
Mm-hmm.
They showed like... they posted like the 16 restaurants in Toronto that made it to the Michelin Guide. At least half of them were Japanese, like Japanese sushi.
Wow. That's crazy.
I got to go try some then.
I think
it's been
just
a while. Kroom sushi is the last sushi
like,
I had.
Oh.
Oh, the one after mass that we had, like after singing at the choir.
Oh, never mind. That was good.
Yeah.
So a little bit before that, like a couple of days before that, they brought the sushi over from Kelly, and that was... I had in the crew, so that was different.
Okay.
I think I just rate it lower because I never had sushi as a kid. Like I never grew up with that because my family just doesn't eat it. And then just recently, I started getting.
Are
into
you the
it.
Type that when you get your chopsticks, you go like this?
No.
Like you stab your food?
Okay. No. That doesn't work for me. Okay, next one I got is nachos. I could rank that low.
Okay.
It depends on what's next.
What's sushi at?
Like
sushi at two?
Sushi's at two.
Okay.
I would be
nachos
fine with putting
like
nachos
four.
At like, oh, I was going to say like six, seven.
It's up to five.
So five.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So five?
Yeah. So five, yeah.
I'm down with that too. Okay.
Because nachos can be really good or
chocolate.
Really bad.
Chocolate.
Oh.
I think four is solid.
Four? I think three.
Really good chocolate is better than
actually,
sushi.
You're right.
Really good chocolate could be number one, but I would put it at three because
actually,
three
I don't
to be
it's
safe.
Versatile.
I don't think it could be sushi, just because like it kind of plateaus, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I actually agree with that. I can't eat a lot of chocolate, especially if it's rich.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can't
eat sushi forever.
Yeah.
Okay, four?
Four?
Oh,
but
that feels wrong.
I feel like there could be something in between. I think three is safe.
Three is safe.
Okay.
Okay. Beef kebab.
I'm glad we kept four open. Four.
Okay,
then whatever's
on. What's the best? Oh,
is it pizza?
Bacon. I don't like bacon.
Me neither.
I would never. Really? I would never take bacon over
that's
sushi.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's do.
Nick, what do you think?
Sushi, bacon, chocolate, nachos, beef kebab.
Yeah.
Beef kebab number one, says Nick.
Controversial.
Wow.
All right. Let's do one more category. Let's redeem ourselves.
No, we'll do a couple more. Let's see. Let's see. What do we want to do? Give me a category.
What do they have? Because
I can... they have everything. Dumb ways to die?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
This is actually funny. Starving in a supermarket.
Okay.
I think that's... Okay, is this like the dumbest way to die is number one?
Sure.
Wait, are we doing dumb? Wait.
The dumbest is number one.
Okay.
This is pretty dumb. But I think there could be worse things.
No, but like you haven't bought...
No, but you see that happen. Like,
so like you're not supposed to eat the food yet until you buy
it. Yeah, but you just...
So that's not... It's not
so
dumb.
I guess,
it's just
yeah,
illegal.
I guess if you can't afford to buy anything...
They don't notice an apple missing off the shelf.
But like,
that's
what if you're just very morally intact? Like, you just like...
I don't think this is a one. Just because you see this happen.
It's not a one.
Because theoretically, you see this happen.
I think it's low. I think it's four or three.
Yeah, because like... I think four. Because like, there are like... I don't know. Like, if you are homeless, like, you do see this happen.
Yeah.
So let's go...
Four.
Yeah.
There has to be something worse.
Disturb a nest of wasps for no good reason.
Oh my fucking God.
That's stupid. I'm so against that. I don't
people
even
just
want
people just
them.
Be out in nature though. Like I like what if you're just out in nature, like you're no that's no good reason. You're just like around and you disturb a nest of wasps. That could happen by accident. I'm saying five.
Five.
Yeah.
That's like the most normal so far.
Dying of laughter from reading this.
Well, I would do that.
From reading this list.
I would do that. That's one.
That's not one. Three. Solid three.
Okay.
I think
okay.
The next two are going to be dumber.
Okay. I hope so.
Invite a psycho killer inside.
That's one.
Is that one? There's nothing going to be.
Awkward silence.
So inviting a psycho killer inside is number one, you think?
It could happen.
There's nothing dumb.
Wasn't there a statistic?
Oh my God,
like,
it just reset.
Oh no.
Like chances are
it.
Like one in three people have met, like you've come across a serial killer or something. Not serial killer, but someone who's murdered someone. Like I think there's a statistic that like at least once in three times in your life, chances are you've passed by someone who's killed someone.
Passed by or met?
That's...
Because... Pass by, I definitely believe.
I'm in my mom's car.
You're
just driving. And I'm sure we passed by many killers.
Mm. That's scary.
And Met is scary.
Chat.
Okay, well, I lost it. So we're just going to go to questions instead.
Would you rather have to shower every day in scalding hot water or shower in freezing cold?
Would you rather? Wait, what? Scalding
shower every
hot?
Day in scalding hot or freezing cold?
Scalding hot. I can't do cold showers.
I've done both before. I think cold, like, if you had to shower in hot when it was, like, the middle of summer, I would lose my mind. But cold, even throughout the winter, it feels fine.
I'll take the cold.
Like, I'd take cold.
That's smart.
Also, because, like...
Scalding, you just get
It's bad
burns.
For your scalp. It's actually bad for your scalp.
But...
Like, scalding hot?
Oh, yeah.
It says shower, so you could, like, you could just wash your hair in...
You cup it in your hands and then...
In the sink or something. I don't know.
Okay, we'll go with cold.
Okay.
62% of people agreed with us.
Go for it, Steph.
Okay, I'm just going to do some of the questions that we got.
Yay. From you guys. Make sure to submit them on our Instagram. Is it in the highlights?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the highlights. SMC Unfiltered.
This I'm going to address. Is Steph a ginger?
Yes. She's going to lie right now. And yes, she is.
I'm not a ginger.
She's lying.
I'm not. You actually think I am? I'm not. 100% I'm not.
God.
Do you think I am, Jack? Are you Googling what a ginger is? It's like Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is a ginger.
I mean, no.
Like, is it close, Eli?
Oh my God, what picture are you showing?
Okay, I have to show the camera.
You're ridiculous.
I'm gonna get up.
You're crazy. That is a picture that he showed. We could put it on the screen, worst case. Yeah.
Pretty close, pretty close.
You're crazy. Okay, actually, do you guys think I am? I'm not.
What is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You think I am?
Yes.
Because it, but this is brown. It's not ginger.
She's right. It's like a hazel.
I believe you.
Yeah, it's like my eyes. Well, hazel would mean I have green in it.
Okay.
Okay. Jack.
Ooh.
Well, this is not specifically for you, but I'm asking it. What's, because you're still a young one, what's your most memorable U of T moment / experience thus far?
I don't know, man. It's like, I'm only a second year, but like there's so much in 1 year, you know?
Yeah, that's why.
Hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I have to go back into like the archives.
I know, it's like I really have to think here.
Archives.
Sorry, what was
crazy.
It? Magical?
No. Memorable.
Memorable. What's something that I really remember? I think one of it has to be like the first test I had. It was like bio 120.
Oh jeez.
Oh no.
I remember when I got the mark back, I was really proud. Like it was like the first time when you get that victory, like that dub in the test. And it was like first year, it was like, yeah, that's memorable. Because I remember like I was in the bathroom like brushing my teeth and I saw it. And then like I literally like spat out like my toothpaste like out of my mouth all over the mirror. Like,
oh my god.
Oh
that's
my really god. Cute. But yeah. That's other than answer. That, I think I'd say like apart from that, like I think orientation this year was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot that like I'm gonna remember from that.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of stupid moments that, like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna forget this.
Yeah. That's good. I
shout out to Lana.
I haven't heard a lot of people like celebrate their victories for when it comes to grades. Like
that's true.
Honestly, like when I heard
focus.
You start talking about grades, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But like yeah, like even though we do like get those good grades, I feel like everyone focuses on the negative, so that's really good to hear.
I think more than that, it's like I would admit, like maybe I think it's more common that you're unsatisfied with the grades that you have.
Yeah.
And I definitely resonate with that too. So it's like when you do get that victory, like even though it's not a final mark, I think it's worth celebrating.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Celebrate your victories.
Yes.
Celebrate them.
Okay.
Party, party, yeah.
Now we're going to ask our controversial question of the day.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Hopefully, I think me and Jack will agree.
Okay. Let's see how this goes.
I don't know what question I'm asking yet, okay. But I think I just have a feeling.
Okay, okay.
She's
no, I like know we know won't agree because we haven't yet. Oh, I'm not gonna ask that because I think Jack does something else.
I do something else. What?
I think we should ask it. Variety.
Okay, is it better to drink your juice with or without pulp?
Better for you or better?
Like, which one do you enjoy more?
Enjoy more.
I think both of you are sick.
Which type of juice? Because like orange juice,
let's go
is
orange.
Like the orange. Okay, so orange juice without, I enjoy more, but I just drink it with the pulp because it's not that much of a difference. But like mango juice,
I like the pulp.
I like the pulp.
I knew it. You guys are terrible.
I like the pulp.
No, without pulp, I can't stand pulp.
Mm.
It's terrible. You don't agree. Let's ask another one. Would you give up, this is not controversial, would you give up 3 fingers in exchange for $1 million?
Do I get to choose which fingers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which ones,
though? No comment. Pinkies? I don't know. It'd be, because I want, opposable thumbs necessary. So
yeah.
Not the thumbs.
So are your index fingers.
3 is so interesting because.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, wait.
Because that's why. If you pick pinkies, you just get rid of both. That's why they had to make it 3.
Hmm.
Would you? It's $1 million. I feel like I'm good.
And there's like...
I'm good to keep my fingers.
My God.
You could get, like, prosthesis or, like...
Oh,
there's like adaptable clamps and stuff like that for everything. I think in the modern world, if I could buy a 3D printer with $1 million and then make whatever adjustments I need to.
Yeah, he just wasted his three fingers.
Yeah. you got rid of your three fingers and then used $1 million to buy yourself a printer to give yourself back the three fingers?
Well, how much is a 3D printer? Does it cost like a full $1 million?
Okay, Eli's answer, he's not cooking today.
Not today. Jack, would you save your fingers or the money?
I'd save my fingers.
Save the fingers. I agree.
Have nice hands.
Save the fingers, kids. Don't give up your fingers for $1 million. It's not worth it. Unless you're Eli.
It's only $1,000 for a 3D printer. So
you're going to 3D print three fingers?
Not the fingers. I would get prosthesis or something. But the clamps or whatever I need to do fine motor skills.
Okay. Interesting. Next one.
No, that's it. We're done.
Oh, that's it. That's the last one. Okay, cool.
We're done for today. Jack, any parting words? Any words of wisdom?
Celebrate your victories. And stay posted. Stay classy. Stay cool. Most importantly, stay happy. Aww. And this is SMC Unfiltered.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.